Lucas was spectacular, but you got some great contributions from like Welch and Hall. Talk about those
guys. Again, like coming into this game, we knew that with Marquise being out, that guys were going to have to step up. And in our program, it's all about being prepared for the moment. I talk about it all the time. And you have success in these moments when you're prepared for the moment. And I truly believe that the work that Tate Hall puts in The work that Tate Hall puts on, puts into his game on a daily basis, he deserves to play like how he did today. I'm going to continue to believe and trust him. And we know how dynamic of a player he is. He's been all league in this league before. He's, you know, averaged double figure, double figure points in this league. And he's really improved as a defender, so he can really play both sides of the court. So Tate Hall deserves it. I thought Tom Welch, I thought he really gave us a spark in the second half. You know, I challenged our bigs in the first half. You know, Prim having 17 points in the first half, that's not acceptable. That's not the standard. And, you know, we know how physical he is. We know how good of a player he is. But, some of it was because of the non-physicality that we were playing with. And I thought in the second half we did a better job at keeping bodies around him, multiple bodies on him at all time, making it tough for him, making him a little bit frustrated. And Tommy was able – he's such a quick finisher around the rim. He was able to get fouled one time, had another finish, and then was able to knock down a big three in the second half. And, again, when you put the work in, the results will end up happening on the court. And, our guys had the right mindset coming into this game today. And regardless of what happened, the adversity of the game – it just felt like they had a true confidence that we were going to come out on top no matter what.
Luke got a lot of points, a bunch of assists, but he and others did a great job with Mosley today.
Yeah. Mosley's a great player, and he had 40 points on us. Anytime somebody scores 40 points on your team, you can't do anything but respect Mosley. But, majority of that game, Lucas Williamson was in foul trouble. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep saying it. Lucas Williamson's the best defender in the country and most versatile. The plays that he makes, the one steal that he got running away, reaching over his head, the consistency of his effort on and off the ball each possession, and then mix that in with the offensive load that he has to carry. It's really impressive. Lucas is, I've said it repeatedly, that he's the standard in our program. He's what you want to be as an ambassador for the university, as a student, and then as a player out there on the court. And so, he's an elite defender. Also, Tate and Ahir did a pretty good job when they got matched on him. But you got to, I think our guys had a little bit extra, because he did score 40, the last time against us. And so, obviously, we wanted to slow him down, and I thought we were pretty effective at that today.
Keith gave you some great minutes. How did he come out physically?
Yeah, Keith is completely fine physically, that's what we're going to need from him. Experience, knowing how to play, big shots. He had a big, obviously a big three, got fouled on a three. Keith Clemens is a gamer. He's somebody that's risen to the occasion in his career so far. And so right now it's winning time, and we're happy to have Keith Clemens at 100%.
So the zone you threw at them, that's a little bit unusual for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we our game plan last time didn't work. And so you got to make changes, and you got to find a way creatively as a coach to, just put your players in position to play. And I thought our staff, Sean Dwyer, Patrick Wallace, Dan Hipsher, the guys that, helped us get ready for this game plan. I thought they had us, gave me a bunch of different options to go to during the game. And our players, their belief in the why behind why we were doing things was evident. We watched film the night before games when we're on the road. And I thought last night was our best road film session that we've had so far this year. And maybe that reflected in our play out there today, but Missouri State's so tough. I mean, Prim, Mosley, Clay. Clay's improved so much as a ball handler, as a scorer. I mean, they're so dynamic. I mean, Haney stepping up for them in big moments, knocking down a couple big shots at the end. So that's not an easy team to beat, and this place isn't an easy place to win. And so got to tip the cap to our guys.
Talk just a little bit about the league. Northern gets their win on the road, kind of revenge with Drake. You guys do it today. It's just such a crazy league.
Yeah, it's a crazy league. I mean, so many talented players, so many different talented coaches, so many hostile environments. I thought, you know, today, in my 5 years coming into this arena, I thought today was, you know, when they were making those runs in the second half, it was the loudest that I've heard this arena. And so we got to go into another one with Bradley on Wednesday. I think personally, you know, them and Drake have probably been playing the best in the league as of recent. So and they went to Drake, which we know is a hard place to win, mm-hmm. and won by double figures. So we're going to have to bring it on Wednesday. But, you know, this league, night in and night out, I'll put it up with, you know, from a competitive standpoint, from a scheme, from a style of play standpoint, I'll put it up with any league in the country.
Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Safe travels.
Thanks.